Miss Kelly, you gotta see this bathroom.
This is a preschool classroom, Miss Hillary. This whole place is a bathroom. Oh, God! Please tell me that's brown paint on the wall.
We don't have any paint out right now. It's locked away.
One of the kids probably got some out.
From the top shelf of the cupboard? You can't even reach that high.
But they're like a pack of nimble little monkeys. You've seen them on the playground. Brayden got on top of the sandbox shelter yesterday. That's 12 feet up a wooden pole.
How would they have unlocked it? Your keys are around your neck.
Probably picked it with their tiny little fingers.
You know they don't have that kind of dexterity.
Yeah, who am I kidding? They can't even write the letter A.
Have you seen the writing on the wall?
Oh, God. Clean it right away before Eileen sees it.
You're the lead teacher, and you know I can't handle gross things. You deal with it.
And I thought you were my friend. You're the assistant. I've got a classroom full of preschoolers to pretend to teach.
You could just teach them.
I don't have time for that. We need to get this place ready for parent-teacher conferences.
You're actually gonna prepare?
Sometimes I forget why we're friends.
Sometimes I forget why these kids love you so much.
Never underestimate the power of cookies. Who wants chocolate chip?
Preschool. A sitcom podcast series created by Mark Leon. Produced by Lisa Helmy, Joel Hanson, and Jake Weibold. Season 1, Episode 1, Pilot. Written by Mark Fiont.
What was that beep? Oh, we're starting. I was distracted by the peace and quiet in here. Wait, did you soundproof this place? Oh, sorry. Just start talking into the mic. Okay. Sorry. My name is Kelly. I've worked at Early Birds for 12 years now. Way to go, me. How did I find this job? Spent 6 years in college, dropped out once, transferred schools, changed majors a few times, finally got my degree in music. Of course, when I graduated, the only work I could find was volunteering with a storytelling troupe. Finally found this job to pay off my student debt, so here I am still. Staving off the unemployment line. What's my salary? Well, I get paid by the hour, but I get free meals. So, welcome to Early Birds!
Okay, preschool friends, this morning we're going to talk about where our poop goes.
Hello, beautiful creatures of the earth. How is everyone doing today?
Oh, Ms. Nicole, your sunny demeanor is particularly blinding today.
Did you get the memo?
About not shaking babies? Great read.
What? No, about parent-teacher conferences. They're being moved up to Tuesday.
That can't be true. I haven't done anything to prepare.
Do you ever?
Doesn't mean they need to happen sooner. What am I going to do?
Probably what you always do. Tell off the mom, hit on the dad, send the child home with a pile of candy and another pile of old artwork.
Accurate. There's always something. The policy's changing. Parent complaints. Students vomiting in puppets and not telling anyone. Watch out, Mr. Pete!
Sorry, Miss Kelly!
There's never a dull moment working in a daycare. Sometimes I do wish things wouldn't change so much. Even the kids change too much. I wish they would stay cute and little and wear pudgy diapers instead of getting bigger, coming to my class, and crapping their pants. Oh, hey, Veronica. Did you get that eye checked yet?
Get bent, Bergstrom.
Well, she's more chipper than usual. A toddler scratched her cornea with a plastic dinosaur yesterday. Ooh. Eileen, just the person I...
Yes, conferences are moving up. No, there's nothing I can do about it. No, you may not have extra time to prepare. Not that you would anyway.
Hold on. I prepare for things. I can get things done on time.
Did you make it to work on time this morning?
That depends. Did you make it to work on time this morning?
We moved the dates up to accommodate the holidays.
Well, I have plans that night.
You have a classroom to leave.
What is this? A test?
No, it's your job. Unless you don't think you can handle lead teacher duties anymore.
Tyranny doesn't look good on you.
It's what's happening next Tuesday. After school.
And when are we supposed to get ready?
Ooh, probably in the mornings that you come on time.
Okay, and when do I find time to clean the crap off the walls?
We've been over this. Please don't say that about your students' artwork.
Not what I was referring to.
Oh, God. Not again. My name is Eileen Prescott. I've owned and operated Early Birds for 23 years now. Built this business from the ground up, starting in the basement of our two-bedroom family home. With hard work and a little perseverance, we grew to end up here at the West End Strip Mall in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. I love my family. I love my country. And I love this enterprise. I am a firm believer in the American dream, and one day I hope to pass this establishment on to someone deserving who will care for it the same way I have. It's difficult to find like-minded teachers at $12 an hour. Times were better in the recession.
What did she say?
That you get to clean the walls.
Oh, already done. Another mess for me to bless.
She was smiling the entire time.
Okay. Ugh, there has to be some way to get conferences pushed to another day.
What is so important on Tuesday that you can't do conferences? I thought your bowling league was done for the season.
That was Monday nights, and leagues would still be going if Veronica hadn't thrown a ball down the other team's lane on their final frame.
To win?
Nope. As she puts it...
Just remember, win or lose, I can knock out any one of your pinheads at any time.
Wow.
Yeah, it was the only strike she got all night.
So... what's on Tuesday night, then?
Hey, guys, have you seen Brayden? Oh, never mind, I'll find him. He's probably on top of the sandbox again. It's fine.
No.
It's not a big deal.
You can't be serious.
What is it?
She's going to Pete's game again.
Ooh, spicy. Are you still making hot tamales together?
Our relationship is too impassioned and tumultuous to definitively say... but yes.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Hooking up 3 times weeks ago is not a relationship.
Well, we'll never know if we don't get conferences moved. Who's with me?
I'm in. I love an underdog. My name is Nicole. I have been here a few years now. I saw a wanted ad in the church bulletin one day and figured that if I had the time to help and the love to give, then this was my calling. You should have seen how filthy this place was before I came around. Mm-hmm. Clemson doesn't even begin to describe it. I've never seen so many souls in need of saving.
Hey, Miss Veronica, have you seen Brayden?
Really, Mr. Pete?
No, this is different. This time he ran away with all his clothes on.
Well, did you check on the sandbox roof?
Yeah, but all I found was this rag.
Oh, God, Pete! Oh, it smells so bad!
I hope he's not sick. Will you help me find him? I really can't lose this job.
Okay, but you are gonna owe me big. It wasn't easy finding him last time.
Yeah, I mean, who knew a kid his size could get stuck inside a slide like that?
It's weird how often that happens.
You cannot go to his game, Miss Kelly.
What? I'm supporting the team, okay? They're my friends, too.
No, they're not. They're his friends, and it is a co-ed community softball league. There are no fans in any stands, plus you're not dating him.
Well, what would you call it then?
Sitting idly in a corner while he pounds 12 beers with his buddies and holding his hair back once he's over the toilet.
Oh, I can still smell it.
Ew, gross!
No, not his hair.
So long and luscious. Ooh, I bet he smells like an Abercrombie & Fitch. You know, if the patriarchy had a scent.
Come on, Miss Hillary, you're my friend. Can you please talk to Eileen for me?
No way. You want it changed, you talk to her.
I already tried. Please. She's your mother. She won't listen to me like she listens to you.
If only you put the effort into work that you put into putting off work.
Now you sound like my mother.
I'm sure Miss Nicole can just prepare things for you.
Of course I can. Girl, I make Marie Kondo look like a hoarder.
Whoa. I'm the lead teacher. I'll choose how well we do our jobs collectively. And besides, if I give up control to you two on this, then Eileen would just use it against me to force me out of the lead role.
Oh, no, she wouldn't do that. The kids love you.
So we can have a sticker now. I finished scrubbing the tables like Miss Kelly told me to.
Oh, Miss Hillary doesn't give things to those who deserve it, Sam. Come with me. I've got 3 stickers for you.
Fine, I'll talk to her. My name is Hillary. I've either been a kid or a teacher's assistant at Early Bird since I was born. My mom is the director. She's owned this business since she was pregnant with me. So I just got my teaching license. Living the legacy, I guess. This is all I know. Hey, Mom.
Oh, let me guess. Kelly sent you.
She's my friend, Mom, and she's going through something.
No, she's your competition. And this creates opportunity.
Really? So this is why you move conferences. If you really want me to be the lead teacher, why don't you just be a nepotist like every other great dictator?
You know I can't offend my American values of equal opportunity. As much as I'd like to just give it to you, I can't have a mutiny on my hands. There's too many cocks in the hen house.
Pretty sure that's not how you say that.
I said it how I said it.
Mom, look, don't do this to Kelly. You know I'm not ready to be a lead teacher anyways.
What could be better than working with kids under your mother's wing in the place that you were born and raised?
I was born on a motel floor in Calgary, Mother.
Keep your voice down before people hear that you're Canadian.
We were on vacation, Mom. That doesn't count.
Your dad was on vacation. That was no treat for me. Besides, you were born for this, sweetie.
That's the problem. I have nothing else to compare to.
Well, all the more reason to keep doing what you know.
Mom, I don't know what I want. All I know is my friend needs help. So can we please focus?
Hey, Eileen. Nothing. What? I was just looking. Really? That's...
What could it be this time?
I'll go find out.
What? Oh, Pete. Name's Pete. Huh? Oh, I don't know. A few months? Hey, have you seen a little, about knee-high, maybe waist... probably waist high. Brown hair. Don't tell my boss, but he's got my car keys, so...
Sorry to interrupt.
Any luck?
I found a trail.
Blood? Vomit? Diarrhea?
None of those.
Shoot!
Why is that a bad thing?
Harder to track.
His blanket is missing.
I don't have time to find his blanket right now, Veronica.
No, he took... never mind. Come with me.
Okay, hold on. If you guys see him, come get me. My mom kicked me off her AAA, so I don't have a way home. I really need those keys back.
I'm Veronica. Been here almost a year now. Don't really care for it. I mean, I like the kids, just not the adults. They complain about their job too much. I could do this job in my sleep. I work in the infant room. Calm music, dim lights, speechless humans. I sleep a lot.
So, what's the deal with Pete, huh?
Can it, Miss Nicole?
Are you jonesing for some bones?
Jeez, I thought you were a woman of God.
Women of God can have their own temptations and pleasures similar to the secular world.
But aren't you supposed to bury those thoughts deep inside you so they never come out?
Kelly! Oh, I bet you'd like to bury him deep down inside.
Kelly!
Shut up! Oh, not you, Sarah! Ugh. Why do you want to know anyway?
Well, because I'm on Team Kelly. I want you to be happy.
I'm plenty happy in this dead-end job with screaming children and stacks of debt. I have access to a laminator, a label maker, and all the construction paper I could ever want. Whoops.
You could have so much more.
Not everyone can marry rich like you. You work here out of boredom, not necessity.
I work here because I love kids.
I love kids. It's not these little turd.
Miss Kelly, she's coming.
I take that back, Erin. Great lookout. Places, kids! Extra snack does not earn itself! And that, kids, is why mixing all the paint colors does not, in fact, create a rainbow. Oh, hello, Miss Eileen. To what do we owe this pleasure?
A word.
Okay, kids. Replay time.
It's fine. She's just gonna pretend like I'm replaceable. Remind me that she was the one who came to me about this job. Guilt me that I was once her protege. Shame me for not living up to her standards. Put me up against her 22-year-old daughter before she's ready. But I'll just watch the whole thing blow up in her face. To think, I once wanted to run this place just like her.
Her? No, no. This education center is meant for my daughter to run one day. Plain and simple. Maybe at one point I thought Kelly would be the one to take over, but she hasn't put any effort through the years. Why did I hire her? She came in and read a story as part of an act that we hired. I just saw this spark in her, which has since turned into a raging fire of self-loathing. But no, she's had too many chances to live up to that glimmer of hope she once was. So here we go. Rochambeau.
Aw, your hourly mother-daughter talk not go well?
And how would you know that I was talking with my daughter?
Seems only logical considering that your umbilical cord is still showing.
You sent my daughter to do your dirty work. What's the matter? Can't fight your own battles?
What's the matter? Can't mother your own daughter?
Don't overstep your bounds, Bergstrom.
Are you gonna move conferences back?
No. but you don't need to be here if you can't make it work.
Oh, I bet you'd love that.
I just think
your daughter should be the lead teacher over me. You really are an authoritarian.
We are a long way from communist China, Ms. Kelly.
You know I'm Korean, right?
If early childhood education
is... Oh, would you stop calling it that? This is a daycare, Miss Eileen. There's nothing distinguished about what Jack is doing in the corner right now.
Jack, put that away. The toys, too.
It might just be a daycare to you, but Hillary just got an actual teaching license. She earned this.
And yet you can't even say with confidence that she even wants to be a teacher. That's right. We talk. Sounds like you should get your own house in order first.
Well, she deserves a shot at it, just like you did.
And look how well that turned out. You're just trying to mold her into something she's not, just like you did with me. It won't go any better with her. Control does not equal trust.
I trust that you'll be here for conferences if you don't want to lose what you've got.
My classroom?
Your job.
Hey, thanks for helping me look still. Are you sure you don't need to be with the babies?
My assistant teacher is there. Most of them are sleeping, and the rest I strategically placed so that injury and hunger cannot befall them.
Wow. You are good at your job.
It's like playing a game of chess against the most worthy opponent, myself.
Hey, have you ever played softball? I'm on a co-ed team, and we're always looking for more girls to play.
Sounds fun, but I've never played before.
That's okay, we're not very good, but our fielding is getting better now that we all have gloves, finally.
I can give it a try. I know how to handle a bat.
I'll let the team know. Do you think your eye will heal up by then? We already have two players with permanent eye damage from line drives.
My parents raised me to not acknowledge pain. Mind over matter is the motto on our family crest.
Yeah, who tell that to Ryan? He cannot keep his eye on the ball. He keeps saying, I have an orbital fracture. It's not funny. But we all know it's funny. Hey, look! Some kid left their shoes here.
Check the tags for a name.
It says Adidas. No, Adadas. Seems strange.
No, check for the name of a kid. Let me see. Right there, Brayden.
Gee darn.
Why is that a bad thing?
No shoes.
Harder to track. Right, come on.
Yeah, so still no sign of Brayden, but, you know, we've checked everywhere. The classrooms, the kitchen, the cubby rooms, the storage room, the playground. So there's less and less places that he could be, which is good. Or bad. Could be bad. Hey, you guys aren't, like, mandated reporters, are you?
Pete can barely do this job awake. But, I mean, I like him enough.
Oh, hey, Mom, I can't find Pete.
I was just trying to find you.
To finish the lecture from before?
To finish our discussion about your future, sweetheart. This is about following in your mother's footsteps to run this school after I retire.
Mom, you're like 45.
What did I tell you about keeping your voice down?
You can't talk about my future in reference to your legacy, Mom, especially when that might not be my reality.
Well, this isn't about a legacy. I just want to pass something on to you.
But I already told you that I don't know what I want.
Oh, but honey, you don't need to know when it's being handed to you.
What about your belief in equal opportunity?
Based on merit, sweetie. And you've earned this so far.
You have a really skewed vision of the American dream.
I just have a really strong vision for you.
Mom, the more you push, the farther away I feel. Just move conferences for my friend, and then I'll think about my future here.
Hustle, hustle, hustle! And that, kids, is why you should never take candy from strangers. Oh, hello again, Ms. Eileen.
Okay, kids. It looks like it's free playtime.
I've had a change of heart.
You realize villainy isn't hereditary?
I realize that my daughter needs to take her time in taking on leadership roles. And that if I keep holding her to higher expectations, she might change her course.
You're worried she'll turn into me, aren't you?
Yes, very much.
That's fair.
I might have been a little...
stubborn?
Inflexible towards you lately because I'm just excited for my daughter being a licensed teacher.
Apology heard. And accepted. And I might have been a little...
hostile.
Upset with you. But I've been here a long time. And I felt like what I've earned was all being taken away.
Just because you earned something doesn't mean it's yours to keep.
Sarah, give that back. He had it first.
Hillary is not going to take over the whole classroom.
Yet.
Because I still think you have a lot to offer these kids.
Obviously.
She deserves a chance to have more responsibility. And you need to work on your skills with adults.
Sign this incident report. Your child was a demon today and bit Madeline on the butt cheek. So what are you proposing?
If I move conferences back to Thursday, Hillary leads them with you.
And if I agree to this?
The classroom is yours to keep. The parents might even start to like you after this.
They already love me because I take their little monsters off their hands for 10 hours a day! Not you, Brayden. Oh, Brayden!
Okay, kids. Today, we're going to talk about the buddy system. And your buddy today is Brayden. All of you. So where is your buddy? Where is Brayden? Hey, Miss Kelly, I've barely seen you all day. Oh my God, Brayden, you're alive?
Wait, you thought he was dead?
How did you find him?
Well, let's just say someone was looking down on us from above. He was. He was looking down at us from above.
Top of the cupboards. How did I forget that?
Does he know how to jimmy a lock?
Tons.
Wait a second. Brayden, let me see your hands.
Why are they all brown? Oh, that explains the rag from the top of the sandbox. Go play, guys. Hey, are you coming to my game next week?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Great. Can you take some pics to put up on my Instagram? I've got like 200 followers now. Don't want to disappoint.
Yeah, I can do that for you. Did you maybe want to hang out after?
My buddies are having a bonfire if you want to come. We'll have a few kegs. It'll be great. I think Veronica will be there.
Oh, Veronica?
Yeah, she's playing on the team. Didn't she smash some stuff with a bowling ball in your league?
A trophy case. Yeah. She also smashed a team record for expletives in a single frame towards an opposing team.
Wow. That's the kind of pent-up competitive rage that our softball team needs.
Just be careful with her. Make sure she doesn't hurt you with a bat or something.
Well, you'll be there to protect me, right?
Right.
Well, what happened?
He asked me to his softball game. But Veronica will be there.
Oh.
At least you got conferences moved to Thursday.
Woo!
Hey, Miss Kelly, I forgot to mention that my team had to switch leagues because my buddy Ronnie got caught cheating on his wife with the umpire, who let us win. So double cheating. Anyways, we play on Thursday instead.
But Thursday is...
Hope you can make it.
Conferences.
No. No.
Please, Miss Hillary,
No.
Well, we got conferences moved again back to Tuesday. I had to agree to make Hillary my co-lead teacher. Still getting used to it. But we only made one mom cry at conferences. Well, I did. I made her cry, so. Got to go to Pete's game, which they lost. But it was fun to see him running around in those tights, gripping that bat. But he went home with Veronica after the bonfire. So, lost my classroom. Lost my boyfriend. Ugh! I'll get them back. I poured too many years into early birds to not get the worm. Too many sleepless nights into Pete. Ideally, he would have been with me on those nights. But mark my words, I'll be the one holding his hair back next time he's over a toilet.
I can still smell it.
Oh, Brayden! Ah! What are you doing in here?
Brayden, there you are! How does he get up that high?
This episode of Preschool was directed by Mark Phelant and Lisa Helmy-Johansson, with writing help from Elise Porter and editing by Adam and Bethany Sharp.
Thanks so much!
Pilot, starring Jennifer Barnhart as Veronica, Stacia Fernandez as Eileen, Lisa Helmy-Johansson as Kelly, Mark Leviser as Pete, Rivka Reyes as Hillary, and Anita Welch as Nicole.
They're so talented.
They sure are.
Voices for Children by Kai, Atlas, and me, Ira.
Music by Lars-Erik Larsen.
Hey, I know him. I can need that toy piano back, Lars.
And sound design by Lisa Helmy Johansson and Jake Leibold. This podcast was developed by our showrunner, Lisa Helmy Johansson.
With professionals.
Hey y'all, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Jake.
And we are the producers of Preschool. Oh, nice. In stereo, unplanned. We really appreciate you listening. Do I still sound like Kelly? Do I sound like Kelly now?
How about now?
We do appreciate listening to our fun little podcast here. We'd also appreciate more if you were to tell your friends, your family.
Tell your frenemies.
Or even your enemies.
Frenemies, enemies.
Whoever.
Everyone needs a laugh.
Yeah, we all
everyone
need
needs
that.
A laugh. Yeah. You know, we put a lot of work into this. It's just us. We are the team. Us and Mark.
And a few other people that have helped with some music
and stuff. Well, that's real. But like...
Lisa, Jake, Mark, we've done most of the behind-the-scenes work.
Yeah, we kicked off at the beginning of the pandemic. Mark happened to, you know, have a pilot script just sitting around, and he sent it to us, and we were like, what?
So let's do this. Let's make it.
Yeah, because like, what else are we doing in quarantine? And, you know, turns out sound editing is pretty hard.
It's a lot.
It's
a lot to put all those things
in. There's a steep learning curve. So 4 years later, here we are. And we appreciate you listening. And we appreciate you telling more people. And, you know, while you're at it, why don't you go and write us a 5-star rating and review.
Make sure to use the app. You can find where to rate on the app.
Yeah, whichever app. And follow us.
And follow us on all of our socials.
We have so many.
What was it? Facebook, Instagram, yeah. Twitter. Not Twitter anymore. X, I guess. That's what it's called.
Threads.
TikTok. Now,
I'm not even on these
Mark
platforms.
Mark just joined that one.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, wherever you social and media, leave us reviews. Follow us and
make sure to tune into the next episode next week.
Yeah, we got 5 more. Ram a lam a ding dong.
Here we go.
What am I supposed to do?
I can do that. Just kidding.